Jessica Mosier reports in the Daily Mail that a Greenville school board meeting October 12th, school board president Gregory Lampman announced a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement was concluded with the Greenville Faculty Association at a special meeting on October 9th. Mosier writes that the contract includes a salary increase and health benefits and was agreed upon unanimously by the board. The board also chose the textbook Journeys Common Core by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt for English Language Arts ELA classes in elementary schools at the meeting. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Michael Ryan in the Wyndham Journal reports that telecommunications won't be improving anytime soon in the mountain town. Hearing complaints of power cell and internet outages during recent storms, Wyndham Town Supervisor Stephen Walker said these issues are on the town's list, but behind more pressing concerns of arsenic in Hensonville wells and stormwater issues related to the Hurricane Irene-related flooding. A new cell tower is being planned for the top of Wyndham Mountain, but only for emergency communication. Greene County has a long-term plan for 12 new antenna towers in more remote parts of the county, but that project will take many years. Assemblyman Pete Lopez, Ryan reports, addressed the issue at a recent town meeting. Quote, it is fine to start with the emergency services piece of the puzzle, unquote, Lopez said. Quote, but if Irene taught us one thing, it is that we need to come back stronger and more resilient than before, unquote. Wyndham officials will host Mary Beth Bianconi from Delaware Engineering, the Wyndham Mountain Tower project manager, at the next town council meeting October 24th. Bianconi is expected to update the status on the proposed emergency communication tower for Wyndham Mountain. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. Brian Rousey in the Ravenna News Herald reports that Transco, a consortium of energy transmission providers made up of Central Hudson Gas and Electric, National Grid, and others, wants to upgrade 1.9 miles of 345 kilovolt power lines in the northern part of Coymans near the Thruway, in a corridor shared by the New York Power Authority, part of a project to upgrade 153 miles of power lines throughout New York State. At a September 23rd town meeting, Kevin Cushing, National Grid stakeholder manager, said, quote, most transmission lines in New York State are more than 50 years old, and estimates assert that 25% will need to be replaced within the next 10 years, unquote. Local residents are expected to pay $1 per month extra if Transco gets approval to upgrade the lines. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Sunday should be sunny with a high near 66 and a low around 40. Monday, there is a 20% chance of rain after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 67 and a low around 44. Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 70. You're listening to WGXC.